Thank you, EU. The floor is still open for comments. And maybe if I don't see any request, and that's the case, it's just for you to, at this stage, to indicate in the language and with the requested that are here from EU that they will be maybe more in position, the representative of EU to engage on the actual language afternoon, probably, meaning in the afternoon, actually, because by noon we will have to adjourn the meeting. It's for you and for those who are proposing specific language, it's important, I think, to be mindful that what is compiled here, it's mainly based on the discussion and the presentations, particularly the presentation made by the experts. So if you don't see reflected your own delegation or your own comment and statement here, don't be surprised. It's because this is mainly based on the presentation of the different experts we heard during the context discussions. 1, 2, and 3. So, and how this would be in the reflected in the report? It's exactly we will be listing the takeaways from the presentations, and that's where I need your guidance in terms of how you want this to be reflected, because it's basically what we heard is not. And it can be checked with the different statement of the and briefings of the experts. Can be checked against their text. That will be also part of the final report, because anything that they said will be attributed to them. But what is important for us, for our work to go forward, is to, based on the takeaways, to further give guidance to the experts that I heard from all of you that we want to task to clarify and to identify elements that can be part of criminalization according to our mandate that are subject that could be subject to criminalization and those who cannot because that's also something that I heard from the floor. So that we know exactly when we embark on a process of drafting of optional protocol, what are exactly the elements that will be subject to the drafting exercise. This is where I want to you to get guidance. And now maybe you can comment on the specific paragraph, those who are in position to do so. I will ask you one to start with the context discussion number one on the historical impact of colonialism on the law and the paragraph one. I want to hear your comment on that. If you have any comment.